Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hi, yo. Remix to my place.
Remix.
I had to do it. So check it out. This is for the band. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready?
Another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. It is Monstrous Monday, so you know we're trying to get this week going. I'm a little tired, y'all. I'm going to keep it 100. I'm a little bit tired. Matter of fact, I'm going to go beyond 100. I'm going to keep it 10,000, as I like to call it, because I'm tired. I just got off work, and we just going to make it do what it do. You dig? I ain't going to do too much talking. I'll probably play more music unless y'all chime in. 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 to talk. We're going to jump into some Chance the Rapper. This is called Walla Cam right here. Monstrous Radio, where the underground artists are above ground making quakes with the majors. You dig? So, all right, let's get it. Chance the Rapper, Walla Cam, Monstrous Radio, Chicago, West Side, South Side, North and the South Side. Where y'all at? 424, you know the Walla Cam, Walla Cam, Walla Cam, Walla Cam, Walla Cam, Walla Cam. Knock with me, DJ E-Monster. I'm trying to get the week going. You dig? All right, this is how we gonna do it. Yeah, Walla Cam. Chicago, where y'all at? Featuring Superboy, a boy.
Big old booty, gotta jump, gotta do me, gotta plan, gotta duty, gotta dance, gotta boogie. I'm a fan, gotta stand, gotta cam. It's a movie, make my gram look like cam, like a friend. Mama, 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 mia. Tell me what your mama be. You getting that cornbread and choreo. Let me throw you on the story though. Tryna be like story mode. You belong at the war zone on
Walla, 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 Walla.
some head, but I'm low-key guillotine. Police watching me like I'm low-key new TV, like I'm serving 20 feet, like I low-key used to be. Over the seas with my girl, cause she overachieving. Don't put nobody over her thing. Love my life, shorty ride my face like Mike. I'm a beater like Mike, not Ike. My slip bro shit all night. I'm my man, all you make all year, all night. I'm my fuck some bands up, fuck your mans up. I'm my fuck some bands up, switch the plan up. Leave the country life right now, shit. I'm my go fly, I'm my take off tonight. I'm my online, I'm my.
Hey, big shout out to Chicago for making a big impression doing something other than ATL. I'm just saying, you dig? It's usually just ATL out there. Big shout out to Chicago, Chance the Rapper. Let's see, we got other artists that's about to be emerging on the scene. So, all right, we're going to bring it back to the Twin Cities right quick so I can say what's up to my co-host. What's good, mama? How you doing tonight, Miss Unbelievable?
Yeah, sisters is here today. Yes. Yeah. That's all she can say is
Okay, because that almost sounded like you were going to start out with a what had happened was. You did. That's what I thought was going to go down.
I mean, Yeah. The life of a hood being telling y'all. I tried, y'all. That's all I can say is I tried. You can't say the hood out the thing, y'all. I'm tried. That's all I can say is I tried.
Okay. Well, we still got the weather coming up. We still got other things coming up. Like I said, hey, I just got off work. I'm tired, y'all. I'm real tired. You dig? I'm as tired as some of y'all's boyfriend. I'm just saying. I'm just tired.
Ooh.
My bad.
Don't even say that word. Can you stop saying that word? That word just sounds like a cuss word right now. Can you just use a different word? It do.
Okay. I'll try to sound intelligent. I'm exhausted. I'm a little exhausted. I'm about as exhausted as some of y'all girlfriends. I'm just saying.
Are you exhausted like a used pussy that always gets okay, sorry, my bad. I'm telling you, hood
exactly.
Girl. Okay. Hood.
You
dig?
I'm
okay.
So exhausted. That's what we should call it. We should do something tonight called I'm So Exhausted. People call in and say, I'm so exhausted. I kicked my dog and made him walk himself. That's how exhausted I am.
Right. I'm so exhausted I ate canned soup instead of making my own. Oof.
Oh, yeah, you was a little tired. You was a little tired. So, we got some stuff coming up, the Exhausted Monday show. Let's see, I'm going to try to play it. I'm going to try to play something that's going to pick us up a little bit. I don't know if it's going to work. Oof. My tired is tired. We're going to get into a track, and then we're going to come back. We're going to get into the weather. Who knows what can happen? We might fall asleep on y'all. We don't know. This is not brand new, but it might be new to y'all because I haven't heard this on the radio at all. And you tell me when we done playing it, Miss Unbelievable, if you heard it at all. Check it out, y'all. This is Faith Evans, Biggie Smalls, or I'm sorry, the Notorious B.I.G. and Snoop Dogg. This is called When We Party. We gonna party.
Oh, you ain't played this in a while.
Yeah, we ain't gonna dance. We just gonna party. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Monsters Monday.
Call us, y'all. Wake us up. 024-243-9649. Press 1. Help us out, y'all. Help us out.
Right. We trying to do this all night night. We trying to do it all night
night.
All
night night.
That your hat can't either I'm with you or against you. Format venture back through that maze I sent you.
The maze of the days I blaze, I will amaze. Smoking while you're looking with some California A's. Me and Big, what it is, get it in. Sipping gin with the hen in the alleyway. Bang in the alleyway.
Talking to the rap inventor. Nigga with the game type shit that flame right. Spell my name right. B-I-double-G-I-E. Iced out, lights out. Me and Cesar Leo.
S-N-double-O-P, Big D-O. Old school nigga, 84 El Camino. LBC. No, we love Big E, though. I eat why me can even burn it down.
When we party on the West.
Strictly for the weather, women and the weed. Sticky green, no seeds, bitch, please. Papa ain't soft, dead up in the hood. Ain't no love lost.
Y'all know I'm from the West, I'm the king to be exact. You better holler at me when you need that chronic stack. I got it all, one call, no stall. On the ball, winter, spring, summer, fall. Listen to me, holler at you, dog. Words of the clever, forever multiply. Birds of a feather, preparing on the fly. Perfection, selection. This is a B-I-G-E-P-G.
I'ma sell my name one more time. Check it. It's the N-O-T-O-R-I-O-U-S. You just lay down slow. Sipping on booze in the house of blues. What it do?
When we party on the
I'm so tired, I'm over here singing. You did? You ever do like just different things when you feel tired? Do you ever do stuff like that? Like, I will do some dumb shit when I'm tired. I'm just saying. Like, now, trying to sing on the radio. I am not a singer, but I'm tired. And I'll do some dumb shit. You dig? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I probably have to say, you know what? Let's see. One day, I was so tired getting up going to work, I put on two different boots and went to work all day with two different boots on. I was so tired. I was DJing all night. I had to go to work. I was good at work, getting my job done, just not good enough to put on the same kind of boot. And then somebody else had to point it out. Oops.
Ooh.
Oh, how do you explain that? I mean, I'm like, look, dog. Look, man, it is what it is. I was tired. It was dark. I ain't even turn on my light. I just got dressed. Y'all lucky that my clothes match and I put on the right outfit, because if I would have came in here with my – see, I'm just going to stop. if I came in here with my G-string outfit, with my Django outfit, y'all would have sent me home, called the police, like, pervert. Get your ass up out of here, nasty little boy. Mandico Warrior. I mean, have you ever done something silly when you were tired?
Yeah, called an ex. And act like I was all, like I cared. I was like, wait, I don't like you. My bad.
Right. Next day,
I was tired.
Oh, was I sleeping?
I dialed the wrong number. Like, you just so happened to pop up. Yeah. And then I said nice things to you. Oh, see, I must be tired because I don't like you. So, yeah. I think I put on jewelry wrong one day. I had like one earring and then one silver, one gold. I was like, woo, okay. Put my clothes
right.
on backwards. I had my pants inside out. I looked down. I was like, oh, damn. That's not right.
Right.
Then you got to hurry up, run to the bathroom and be like, oh, well, y'all got the other
right.
side today. Yeah.
So, okay, I know it's a nice little cheer here in the Twin Cities, but let us know what's it going on in all the monstrous hotspots. What's the weather like? It's time for the weather, y'all. Get ready. We might hit your area.
It's time for the weather, y'all. It's time for the weather, y'all. Ain't that a percolator? Okay. Okay. So 46 in Minneapolis. 46 in Minneapolis. 49 in London. 49 in London. 52 in Paris. 52 in Paris. 76 in Atlanta. 76 in Atlanta. 73 in New York. 73 in New York. 87 in Dallas. 87 in Dallas. 88 in San Juan. 88 in San Juan. 80 in Phoenix. 80 in Phoenix. Hey, Los Angeles.
Wait.
87.
Wait.
What? I know. 80 in Phoenix. 80 in Phoenix.
Oh,
87 in Los Angeles. Right? That was the weather percolator style.
Right. I can't even do it right. I'm trying, but I think I was doing some Lawrence Welk or something. I don't know. I think that was Kenny G. We going to get it right, though.
That was Kenny G.
We going to get it right. So, okay, let's see. What else do we got coming up in the show a little bit later while we trying to wake up because we both tired from work?
Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? And then what you did this weekend. What you did this weekend. E-Monster,
okay.
What you do?
What did I do this weekend? Okay. I'll let y'all know what's going on. So let me see. Let me see. What could I slap in here? Something to play. Major or indie?
Major, please. Major,
major.
Play.
Matter of fact.
Major, play.
let me see. You know what? Let's just go with this one. I don't feel like searching for the other one. I was going to play some Fat Joe all the way up. Hopefully it'll wake us up. But we're going to be here all night. Some Big Boy, some Outkast.
Yeah.
I want to kick it with you all night.
Roll with it. It's Monstrous Monday. Wake your ass up.
All night, baby. Don't be shy, baby. All night and all night. Ain't gotta worry, cause it's alright. It's alright.
It's alright. it's okay. Everybody gon' say what they wanna say. Yep. Players gon' play when they wanna play. Lonely, only for a night like Luther Vandross ride. No way, that a bad sack don't skip no days. Either meet her, greet her, treat her like a queen, then I give her that Peter Jack. That's how we procreate. Take care of my babies, I'ma tote the weight. I'ma carry the load and I'ma win the bread as well. No tricking off of my girl. Yo, chicken off of my girl. She's thick with all of her curves. Plus, she got a mind on her. Street smart, book smart, built by design for me. Gotta hold her up, cause she always holding me down. Like a bank robber with a note, give it to the teller so she know we ain't fucking around.
There's something by that company I sent for you if you come for me. Come for me.
Yeah.
If it's alright.
I've been feeling good, now nigga feeling great. Started out as a little hood nigga from Savannah, then I moved to the A. Hey, fucking up game like a wet back. Put it out, eat it up, get it right back. Yeah. Big cold as the ice in your nightcap. Hit you with your bonnet on by the night lamp.
We don't discriminate, we just want you to participate.
It takes two to tango, now what the day goes. This ain't that same old, same old, old, same shit. We done switched it up like a plain clothes. 5-0-12, same cold, my flow. Hell, stay pro.
There's something by that company I sent for you if you come for me. Come for me.
If it's alright.
Why give her a clear slate? Just totally wide open. See, you couldn't do that in the DJ. It is what it is. I'm tired. Just calm down, E. You're tired. I need a nap. I'm just a grumpy ass old man right now. And I need some milk. Look, I'm so tired. I was opening up. You know who's bumping who? Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat?
Wait. You do not say. Hold on. You do not say grumpy old man and I need some milk in the same sentence because all you think of is old lady titties, a man, old man trying to get him some milk from old lady titties. Don't do that. It just doesn't sound good.
Old titties look like Alf.
Old titties, you know, just old titties with rotten milk. Don't, you can't. You can't.
Oh, why did that
be visual
rotten?
For
why
Miss.
Why gotta be rotten?
Oh, you said old man. I mean,
could be
coconut
milk.
Ain't no milk
in
there no more.
It could be coconut watered down now. Coconut milk.
Watered down coconut milk. Coconut milk is disgusting for the record.
We
it has a nasty aftertaste. I'm just saying.
We gonna get into another track. We come back. We gonna hear who's bumping, who's getting fat. Check it out. This is Big Crit. This is called Confetti by Big Crit, Monstrous Radio, on a Monstrous Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we about to go there. Uh-huh.
We going? Come on, y'all, go with us.
We going there. Big Chris.
We going?
In a big black Cadillac. You did. Monstrous Monday.
Oh.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Got the win, I want the record, nigga. What's a crime if you don't protect it, nigga? What's the name if they don't respect it, nigga? Nah, your confetti ain't even heavy. These niggas fucking up the game, that shit is so suspicious. You ain't buy it all unless you blew a ticket. All off in the field, but you ain't fucked them bitches. I'ma bowl all summer just to flick for Christmas. Angel wings on the doors, I got a suplex. Money don't make you fly, that's just my perspective. Running up the skull to expose a bluff. Cause nowadays getting the win just ain't enough. But the checkup last week, I got a new agenda. The last time I couldn't buy some shit, I can't remember. The last time I fucked the world, I might have busted center. I bought a crib and set that bitch on top of Mount Olympus. When you living that high up, it's hard to see the tension. I'm only selling game, I'm all out of sympathy. Grip the foreign like a trophy, gotta hold it steady. Fuck your party when your confetti ain't even heavy, nigga. Got the win, I want the record, nigga. What's a crime if you don't protect it, nigga? What's the name if they don't respect it, nigga? Nah, your confetti ain't even heavy. We all off in the club like since they on belly. Can't even drink my liquor money on my salad. Account like you got a check, spend it when you ready. I'm giving niggas hell, pray I go to heaven. Nailing in they coffins, the cost of them being awful. Falling since I was across the winner circle my office. Fucking off with these wins, you fucking up with this loss. Wait up, forgot my season, I'm glad you're throwing that salt. I might just throw up a toss and holler fuck it. Cause when your wrist game, know the grip change, nigga buck it. Brain in the strip game, hold the bus. Snakes corn, top they heads off. Cobra clutching on a meal ticket. Motherfuck you if you feel different. I caught a break, no debate, and you still fishing. The genie at the bottom and you still wishing on my downfall, cause you petty. Confetti ain't even heaven, man. Got the win, I want the record, nigga. What's a crime if you don't protect it, nigga? What's the name if they don't respect it, nigga? Nah, your confetti ain't even hit.
Monstrous Monday. Monstrous Radio. Online radio with a rock. We got the same
but what?
Stuff. But,
that didn't sound like no big roar.
Huh?
That didn't sound like a big roar.
Well, that's all the roar I got in me right now. Meow. That's all I got. That's all I got. I'm too tired, man. No. That's all I got for y'all tonight.
That's it. That's it, y'all. That's it. That's all. That wasn't no cry. I mean,
I guess my confetti ain't big enough. All right, let's get into this. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat, also known as the gossip lifestyle. Let's see what's going on around the world, what they gossiping about, so y'all have something to talk about at y'all water cooler tomorrow. So what we got in the entertainment news? Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Okay, so you know how everybody likes to go to Black Friday after, what is it, Thanksgiving, and they think they're getting deals. Well,
right.
U.S. money, yes. What? Hello? We all good?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we're good.
U.S. money, oh, I thought you had something to say. U.S. money today says these are the things that you should hold off buying is TVs. Don't buy, they said don't buy electronics. We can't know for sure what deals are coming this year, but in general, it's in your best interest to wait until Black Friday to shop for electronics or Thanksgiving when many sales are actually starting. But what they're saying about when you buy a TV, you're not really getting a deal because the TVs with the biggest discounts will likely be models that haven't sold as well as expected. And they honor Black Friday prices on online. So, like, you know how they, like, try to go for the deals at 8 o'clock in the morning? They say you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time you can find those same deals 2-3 days later on the Internet deal. They said smartphone promotions around Black Friday, retailers are likely to buy a lot of extras when you purchase certain electronics such as phones, so they're hoping to pick up more accessories and charges. So they target you to buy more stuff when you have your smartphone. And video game consoles, you can usually find video games and video consoles on the first page of Black Friday ads. But they're saying you don't have to shop, and they're going to be always going to be deals and sales on them. So you can start looking now to find deals because there's not that big of a difference. You're not really getting that good TV. You're getting the one that is out of stock or they don't make it no more or stuff like that. So if you think you're getting a good deal, you're really not.
Right. Okay. I wouldn't have known that. That's a lick, right? That's a come up info right there. Yeah.
I try.
Like, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but usually the end of the year is usually when I usually do my big whatever, like around January 3rd or 4th, somewhere in there, because, and this goes for cars, all kinds of things, because now everything from 2018 has become an old model. You dig? Now what I'm talking about, it's not going to be them old, outdated models that you talk about that they're going to try to sell. Not those. I'm talking about, like, the good stuff from 2018 now. They try to get rid of them to make room for the new stock. Things are about to be out,
yeah,
as everybody knows. That's why you usually see, in the spring, you see summer stuff. It is.
Yeah.
So, you know, everything is going to be out of season. So it's a good time to hit them clearance racks and so on and so forth, blah, 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 blah.
Well, you know, Brother Clarence and Sister Sale are always, you know, ladies when, like, right now, at this very moment, is the best time to buy summer clothes because they're all cheap. And then look at what you're buying and try to get vintage pieces. So when you get the vintage pieces, you can wear them next year. So, like, the jeans, the flower shirt, because they always have the flower shirt that they're made though plaid with or stripes or whatever. Oh. So if you always get the trend, they put a trend on top of a trend is usually what they do for fashion. So like your wide-legged pants, trust me, they're going to be back in style. They're just going to probably add the tightness to go to the knee instead of to the, you know, stop at the thigh or whatever. They may bring it down a little bit further. So understand the trends of the trends. They just combine them, and they add a pop of color. So usually if you're getting something floral, something, there's that pop of color that you will have from before. So the word to the wise.
Okay. Moving right along.
Ben Affleck. I don't know how many people are Ben Affleck. Yeah, fan. I don't know if you guys know that Ben Affleck seeks help in rehab after intervention by his ex-wife. Jennifer Garner has staged intervention to help Ben Affleck, and TMZ learned Ben wanted to help and agreed to go to rehab. Jennifer went to Ben's home Wednesday afternoon to sit down with her estranged husband, begging him to get help. We've learned Ben didn't beg. He knows he needed help and was receptive. Jen and Ben drove off around 6 to enter into the rehab facility. We're told Ben has been off the wagon a while and has gotten progressively worse. Our sources says the tipping point came 2 days ago when Jen saw a picture of Ben grabbing a box of box from a delivery man, a box filled with beer and liquor. Ben has been to rehab before back in 2001 for alcohol abuse. He also went to rehab last December. Jen filed divorce after the split. She still haven't divorced him yet officially, but Ben showed signs of excess drinking when he took his date, Playboy and Playmate, Shauna Sexton, to Malibu last week. His face was blotchy and he looked disheveled. So the wife is looking up for him, but the girlfriend's like,
As long as he's high, he'll be with me. As long as he's drunk, he'll stay with me.
Right.
No, you good, Ben. Have another drink.
What can I get from Ben while he's drunk? So Ben has been taking frequent breaks from the rehab. He's adding church into his rehab. And he's been in rehab for the last 5 weeks. So, all right,
okay.
Ben.
Okay. All right. Hopefully he ain't taking none of that juice at church. I'm just saying. Pay attention.
Can I tell you that they use grape juice? Only your Catholic people use the real wine. And remember, you only get a sip, and then they wipe the cup. They sip and pass.
Okay.
I'm going to go to hell for that, but they sip and pass.
I get it now.
They wipe and pass.
My bad.
What did you say?
Okay. Is that all we got on Ben?
That's all we got on Ben.
Okay. Why he taking his new shot at life? My bad. That was a horrible joke. And it was too soon. What else we got?
Too soon. Okay. Portia Williams is engaged. So if you guys don't know who Portia Williams is, she is the Real House of Atlanta. She's a Georgia Peach.
Okay. Good job,
all
Alexis.
The details.
Alexis. She used to be on Housewives of Atlanta. We interviewed her a while back. Sorry. I had to throw her little plug in there. My bad. Shout out Long Beach.
Yeah, I said that.
Sorry.
You ready now? We both plugged her twice. Are you good? All right. All the details on her seven. Listen to this. Leasing. Her ring was $750,000 diamond ring. Portion with $750,000. Didn't we just have a $100,000 one? I mean, I'm just saying. $750,000. Portia Williams is about to give us life. He bought it with this new piece of bling. In case you missed the big news, E! Confirmed this morning that the Real Housewife of Atlanta star is engaged to Dennis McKinley. Now I said to myself, self, who in the hell is Dennis McKinley?
That's what
right?
I was just going to say. Okay, who's Dennis McKinley?
Right? So Dennis McKinley is a well-known African-American businessman / entrepreneur. Dennis McKinley studied economics and business administration in college to become a businessman. Today, he is the owner of Detroit Equalities and the current CEO of QueenVirginRemy.com. The 37-year-old businessman has risen into more limelight following the rumors of his relationship with Portia Williams.
Wait,
so he's a successful
Hold on. Skirt. You said how old?
Huh?
How old you say you were?
37.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Sorry.
My bad. My bad, bro. My bad,
sorry.
Bro. I thought she said you were 77.
He's 41 years old. He's 41. He's 41.
Okay.
He
probably was,
he was
like,
a professional footballer. He was a professional footballer.
How did I just know that?
His net worth is $5 million.
Okay. His net worth is $5 million. He must have got a lot more money coming in. But he is a businessman. That's a write-off. Entrepreneur. So that's where that's coming from.
That's a write-off.
So it really... Right, yeah, so it's really coming back at the end of the year. So you had to help him get it in this fiscal year. So when it come back around, he can just go ahead and scratch that off. And it's like for free, take it off my taxes. I'll have $6 million next year. Yeah, you ain't slick, partner. But good move, though. Good move, though. I did the same thing. You did. Just hopefully they don't break up like the other couple. Because the other couple was fighting over $100,000 valued at $125,000.
Right.
But her, you say 700 and what?
$750,000. $750,000.
See,
y'all,
I'm just going to stop at.
A,
I'm just going to stop
y'all.
At. I'm just going to stop at 700 because that's way beyond my budget. We're not going to go into the thousands. I'm just going to 700 what? And that's it. It's done. I'm out. I'm tapped
and
out.
50.
You
tapping. You tap.
See,
mm-mm.
We can't even do the
no.
50. We can't even go $750. No, we can only go 700. I'm already out my budget. We're not going to the thousands. I'm tapped out. I can't help it. Brother man.
You tapping.
Won. Yeah, he winning right now.
So, yeah, it's a 13-carat ring. It's a 13-carat ring. It has diamonds around it and a circle D-color stone. It's an oval cut. So, very nice arsenal she has on her ring finger. Pregnant. And she's pregnant as well. So she has definitely secured the bag. Definitely.
Right. Right. Okay, now I'm trying to think. Portia. Was that the one? Okay, which one is Portia?
She was the one married to the football player. And she's on go ahead.
TV show? Go ahead. She's
yeah, she
on
was
what?
On that TV show with Ricky Smiley.
There we go. Yeah, okay. See, I was thinking, actually, originally, see, I was all twisted up. If it ain't Lexus, I don't know which one it is. So I was thinking it was the other lady that always said she had a husband, but we never seen him. Big Dad? No, not Big Daddy.
No.
I can't remember.
She's married and pregnant, too.
Well, damn. Well, damn. Okay. But, yeah, but that's who I was saying. But Portia? Okay, go ahead, Portia. I'm a Portia fan. I like her. You did? She took the Housewives of Atlanta and used it to her advantage. You know what I mean? Stepped outside of it. And made money elsewhere. So, you know, I'm a big fan of hers. I loved her when she was on that show. So, man, I wish we was big enough to get her for an interview. But who knows? Maybe we'll bump into her one day and ask her one damn question. You did? Just one damn question. But okay. But for now, we on some other news. So what else we got? Look, we so tired. We just rambling. What you do?
Cardi B has been charged with assault for her alleged part in a strip club brawl. Cardi B turned herself in to the 109th precinct in Queens early on Monday morning. Rapper Cardi B was charged Monday after turning herself in to New York City police following the allegation that the star was involved in a strip club brawl in which two employees were reportedly hurt. Authorities confirmed to BuzzFeed News that the musician turned herself in to the 109th Precinct in Queens early on Monday morning. Police later said that the rapper was charged with assault and reckless endangerment. As she left the station on Monday, she was surrounded by waiting media and fans who had to be held back behind a police barricade. According to New York Post, Jade and Batty G, who worked at Angel Strip Club, said they were attacked by members of Cardi's team in late August because of allegations they had sex with the rapper's husband, Offset. The sister claims bottles and chairs were thrown at them by Cardi's entourage, and they were now suing the former Love and Hip Hop star for causing bodily harm. Representatives for Cardi B did not respond to comments. Just a few weeks ago, Cardi was involved in an altercation following fellow Nicki Minaj at New York Fashion Week. The star accused Nicki of speaking ill of her child culture and reported through a shoe at Nicki. We all know that. The post has been updated to reflect her charges.
Your phone started chopping up there at the end just a little bit. I was thinking this before. I'm kind of glad you kind of.
You sound digital. You sound digital.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's how you sound too. But all right, let's try. Oh, damn. I don't know what's going to help it.
We both sound digital. I can't hear you at all.
Matter of fact, hold on. Let me try this and maybe this will set it.
Here at Monstrous Radio, we got a new product sponsor called Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Yeah, that's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. I know it's wintertime, but you ever met somebody breath so stink that they snot stink? I mean breath so bad that it make you stop breathing. Smell like they've been chewing on double butt hubba bubba bubblegum. Breath so bad that they thought stink. Be like, ooh, did you fart? No, shut up, your breath stink. So next time you meet somebody like that, get them some Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. That's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Now available at the Quick Pick Me Out and Rob Me Corner Store. Blunt's three for a dollar, but that's six on EDD.
Okay. Do I still sound digital?
Yes.
Damn. Yeah, you do too. Sorry, it must be something with the line then. Let's see what we can get out of it. All right. Can you think of a song to play that I can find?
Just play.
You know what? Go ahead. Play what song? All right. Well, I got one then. Check it out. This is Duckworth featuring Chanel Ties. This is called Throw Your Ass Out. This is the only thing I got in front of me. Monstrous Radio, Monstrous Monday.
It's been a long time. Yeah. And I got a lot of things in my mind. Been a whole damn week. This time is money. I ain't gonna spend my time being cheap. See, I done gone broke, spending time with the wrong one. Tryna get a lick, although she's sweet like Willy Wonka. I was like a beast, always driven by my hunger. Especially when she dropped her love, went pick it up like Tonka. The ass too fat, Lord. Extend your hands over these two eyes. Either the booty is talking to me or I'm too high. I got too many things to do, I think I'm running out of time. Come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, and throw your ass out. Come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, and throw your ass out. Come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, and throw your ass out. Come on, don't throw your back out. I'm running out of time. 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 Once upon a time, I was talking with Tammy. She said, nothing sweeter than a blossom family. I said, you're damn right, that's an awesome family. Now let your flower bloom on the afternoon. 5 hours later, I was walking with Tammy. Down by
Rodeo Drive, she was looking so fancy. She said, if you love me, you will buy me this loop. We by time, I said, ooh, I will see you soon. I'm gone, just a sure with scapping the song. Tryna penetrate my wallet while you tagging along. I only know you for a week, I met you on the tweet. 140 characters, I think your talk is cheap. You sit in my DMs and said you wanted my physique. I sent our girl to school, I was just looking for a freak. Either the booty is talking to me or I'm too high. I got too many things to do, I think I'm running out of time. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, and throw your ass out. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, and throw your ass out. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, and throw your ass out. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out. I'm running out of time. 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 As time goes to game by, I wish we could.
Been through time, been through time.
Just as sure as the wind blows by, I know I could.
No doubt about it,
yeah.
No doubt about it.
But there's something not right about the way you move.
No, 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 no.
So I hopped on the right train, I thought I'll see you soon. Come on, come on, and throw your ass out. Come on, come on, and throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, and throw your ass out. Come on, come on, and throw your back out. Come on, come on, and throw your ass out. Come on, come on, and throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, and throw your ass out. Come on, come on, and throw your back out. I'm running out of time.
Dude, you're a fucking dweeb.
Alright, we think our system is tired as well, so we're going to try to rock it out. Try to do what we can. Tune in tomorrow, take over Tuesday. If I'm still digital, it will work tomorrow. So alright, this is Save the Gemini, called Now and Later. Monsters Radio, you can listen to us now and later. Check out the archives.
Treat me like a jawbreaker. You got 31 flavors. Baby, you can get this now or later. Now or later. You can get this now or later.
Monsters Radio, now.
Whoa, stop playing. You acting like I don't do this. Build an empire, you cookie, I'm a Belushi. Give you good head until you get a contusion. If you don't come back, I think I'm a loser. I think I'm a loser. If I ever had your number, I think I would use it. I'm feeling some way, you know I hate losing. If your heart was in the bag, I'd rob it just to prove it. I got your problems by the neck like I'm John Cena. You got a past, I ain't get to go to prime either. So don't make it hard to believe that I need you. Hey, you beautiful like springtime. Let me know you in the meantime. Hopefully if things seem right, I'ma be needing your ringside. I can be a lifesaver. Treat me like a jawbreaker. You got 31 flavors. Baby, you can get this now or later. Now or later. Yeah. I love attitudes, but not the drama. Nope. You made it to my heart. I'm the lion, so I'm a hey. Why LA, come you leave mine, so I'm a. You know my charm, you say it brings problems. Let me love you, put nothing above you. If we see your ex, I overly kiss and hug you. Make him jealous, now he's overzealous. Hey. Tryna act cool, I think he's overzealous. I don't mean no harm, nope. I'm always there. Stage for State Farm. Yeah. Whatever you do, don't ban me from your heart. I pray to God he don't keep us apart, cause you're beautiful like springtime. Let me know you in the meantime. Hopefully if things seem right, I'ma be needing your ringside. I can be a lifesaver. Treat me like a jawbreaker. You got 31 flavors. Baby, you can get this now or later. Now or later. You can get this now or later. Now or later. It's your choice. Let me see what you're gaining. You're the sugar rush to my sweet tooth.
going to be our show for tonight. We really hope you enjoyed it. Monstrous Monday. Tomorrow is going to be Takeover Tuesday, where you can call in and take over the show. We also got Wet Wet Wednesdays, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. And then we got Karma Cafe and Friday Night Live. So, all right, y'all enjoy the night. Remember, if you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because we're trying to be in your business. No, we need your ass for the ratings tomorrow, player. Oops. We out.